Love, who died at Mater Dei Hospital, where he was admitted last week after suffering a stroke. Thousands of people, including Francine Zanu-PF members, government officials, and ordinary people, were trickling to Ngovu Swami in Sunny Hill when Studio 7 visited in the morning. ZANU-PF Politburo member Absalom Skosana, who described Ngovu's death as a loss to both the party and the nation, said immediately after hearing about it, the party's provincial executive had met to recommend to the Politburo that Ngovu be declared a national hero. He said the province is expecting a response soon.
We are really devastated as the people of Bulawayo, especially ZANU-PF as a party in this province. And we know this is a national tragedy because Dr. Ndlovu, during his life, touched the lives of many people. Already we are receiving calls from other provinces who are inquiring whether what they are getting is true.
Another Politburo member, Joshua Malinga, said Ndlovu made significant contribution for the betterment of indigenous Zimbabweans before and after independence, adding that recommending he be declared a national hero is mere formality. Some Bulawayo residents who spoke to Studio 7 said they remembered Ndlovu's life outside politics as a lover of sports, especially soccer. Walter Taranike said he used to see Ndlovu at soccer matches at Garbafield Stadium. He recalled how the former House member from Pokoma used to sponsor sporting tournaments for youth in his constituency. Ndlovu, who was 78 at the time of his death, was a ZANU-PF Politburo member and also a former cabinet minister. He was one of the country's leading educationists and founded one of the first private colleges, the Zimbabwe Distance Education College, or ZDECO, offering distance education in academic and professional courses in independent Zimbabwe. Ndlovu is survived by his wife and an unknown number of children and grandchildren. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shara.